It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tamak here with you. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with our friend Bob Coates from Bob Coates Photography. He, of course, can be found online at bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll tell you the difference between those two websites and much more about Bob Coates when we come back. We'll take our first break. Remind you, you're listening to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Our guest today, Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography, the official photographer of KAZM, and Tom Tabak and the Daddy-O's in the Graffiti Gold Show. So stay tuned. We'll hear from him what he's been up to in the world of technology when it comes to photography. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. Back after this. Welcome back in Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tamak here with you, and joining us now in the studios, we have the one and only Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography.
A legend in his own mind.
And that's him saying that, not me. Well, welcome in, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you. It's nice we get to have these little monthly chats about what you've been up to. I'm not sure we've ever had a month go by where you don't come in for a show and you haven't traveled somewhere, done something, some sort of seminar, classes, courses, you know, teachings, all kinds of stuff mixed in. Oh, and you still do some photography on the side.
I do those things on the side. I still do a lot of photography.
Right. It was a facetious joke, but
I know. I was just clarifying for anybody who doesn't get your sarcasm.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time. So what have you been up to this last month?
Well, we had the Arizona Professional Photographers Association convention.
Okay.
And I helped helped them put on part of the image judging on that, and did okay in the image judging too.
Okay.
I made it top 10 for the 16th time in 17 years.
Wow.
For Arizona Professional Photographers Association, and first and second in the commercial master's division, and we got a third place in the illustrative master's division.
So you got first and second place?
In commercial.
See, now that's like have you seen those, the commercials with the most interesting man in the world or whatever, and they're showing like old clips of him when he was younger, and he's getting the medal, he's getting the silver medal, and then he steps up onto the next podium and gets the gold medal too. It's like,
I've missed that, but okay.
It's good stuff. That's awesome. First and second. Wow.
Yeah. And it's, the thing is, I didn't get the top one this year, but I'm experimenting a lot. I'm pushing envelope to see. I'm not necessarily going to try and get awards.
Right.
You know, that's a byproduct.
Right.
I participate in imaging competition, photographic competition, to push my skills and see if I can create new and different looks in a lot of ways. So I was very pleased with still being able to, you know, do as well as I did with the different type of images that I was pushing.
Just like anything, I guess, in whatever your line of work might be, there is a next level. You know what I mean? Unless you're president and CEO and master of your own domain and whatever, and you're the god of everything, there's always a next level. There's always something you can aspire to do differently, or there's another genre you haven't entered into. You know what I mean? You're pushing the envelope, you're trying to explore into other areas that you haven't really dabbed into to this point. So
yeah, so some of the things that I was playing with, I had one of my cameras converted over to infrared.
Ooh, okay.
Which is a totally different look. Excuse me. A totally different look for imagery where deciduous trees turn, you know, bright glowy white, and blue skies turn black, and clouds get really puffy. Very high contrast. It's a very interesting look. Matter of fact, I was doing a small wedding the other day. I said, hey, I got this infrared camera, and they bought a huge print of that for over their mantle
cool.
Their memory of the wedding. And I was doing it just as, hey, you guys, let me experiment with this and see if, you know, you may like this, you may not. And they were like, oh, my goodness. And that was the one they picked as their, you know, their main art piece from the wedding.
That's cool. So just different things, different looks. There's, you know, so much that you can do now in technology. So many changes and settings and things that you can make inside the camera to make the original picture look a certain way. And then after that, you have post-production, things that you're able to screw around with in Photoshop and stuff.
Well, actually, yeah. And with the infrared, just just changing the camera over to infrared doesn't give you a good solid photograph.
Right.
So I'm bracketing exposures by maybe 3 or 4 or 5 stops and then taking some of this exposure and some of that exposure and some of this exposure and blending them all together to get the final look that I'm, you know, trying to achieve.
Yeah. Boy, when you get into your photo talk, sometimes most of the time I'm totally lost because I really don't even know how the camera operates. I don't understand, you know, the real difference in exposures, the apertures, the lenses, and all those things.
We'll give you a quick primer.
We'll go at it.
Okay, exposure is a combination of aperture and shutter speed.
Okay.
Aperture means the hole that allows the light through, and it changes its size.
Okay.
And as it changes its size, then the speed of the shutter needs to change in almost lockstep with it to give a quote-unquote proper exposure.
Gotcha. Okay.
The camera tries to make everything 18% gray.
Okay.
So if you shoot a white cat against a white sheet, and you make a photograph and let the camera decide how to process that for you, it's going to be gray.
Huh.
If you shoot a black guy in a tuxedo up against a really dark wall, it's going to try and make that black suit gray.
Interesting.
So you have to understand where the camera, what the camera's trying to do, and then say, well, wait a minute. I know, camera, you want to make everything gray, but this is a white subject and a really white background. I'm going to have to add exposure.
Okay.
So I'm either going to have more, bigger hole aperture for the light to come through.
Gotcha.
Or I have to have more time from the shutter speed. And it's those combinations that allow us to really render reality correctly, or, well, as closely as you can in a photograph.
Right.
You know, there is no reality in a photograph. You know, people say, oh, well, Ansel Adams super processed his film in different ways and pushed it and pulled it, and then he went into the dark room, and as he was printing it, he was adding darkness or, you know, adding lightness to different areas to get his vision of what the scene is. And that's what we all do.
Right.
You know, when you're taking it to the next level, other than just going, oh, there's a spot. Click.
Yeah, done. All right. So there's kind of a basic breakdown of how the cameras operate. Knowing that it wants to make things gray like that is...
Most of your cameras have a thing called exposure compensation available.
Okay.
So when you're shooting that white scene, you'll go into the exposure compensation. Sometimes they're out on the outside of the camera, and it'll even say exposure compensation right there. It'll be a little dial that has zero and little dots, and then +1, +2, +3,
gotcha.
And -1, -2, -3. And then if you're shooting that white cat against the white sheet, you would say go +1.5. Or maybe even +2 in order for the camera to render it as a white scene versus a gray scene.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there any particular reason it does that? Is that generally speaking, is that like ground zero? That's the best place to start from? Is that the idea that the camera has in mind?
Well, it has to have a standard of some sort. And the standard started back when Kodak first made point-and-shoot cameras for people, and the 90% of the photographs were of a family standing in the middle of a photograph with green grass, trees, blue sky, and white clouds. And when you mushed all that together, it came up to 18% gray. And they said, hey, with 90% of the people photographs being taken now, this is going to make a good exposure for them. That's what we're going to set it for.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so it's just kind of lived on once you're, you know, it's stuck into a neighborhood there. But the professional or the advanced amateur or people who are serious about getting good images from their cameras, understand how the camera sees and what we're doing as professionals or amateurs to push the photography to be a beautiful photograph. It has to do with knowing how the camera sees versus how our eye sees.
Right. And in reality, when you look at that difference, the what people are photographing may have changed very slightly, but you as the professional photographer have known these standards for many, many years and have worked against them. If somebody just came out and started changing the way their cameras operated and what they chose to be the standard sets for colors and stuff like that, it could throw everything into a mess. And frankly, their cameras wouldn't sell to the professional photographer.
Exactement.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. All right. So, stuff at the Arizona PPA. And you did some judging too, or did you just?
Was actually what they call a jury chair.
Jury chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ran the panel. We have five judges, mm-hmm. and the idea behind having a panel of judges rather than just one or two people is there's a lot of different viewpoints.
Right.
And the way the system works is there's a panel of five people, and normally it's six people, but we're on a budget, and we're in this particular case, so we had five judges. Sometimes there's a sixth judge, but there's an alternate on that jury,
gotcha.
And one of those scores would be dropped out anyway. So we went with the bare bones five, and then so the image comes around, and people put their score in. The score is announced, and then the judges have the opportunity to say, "Wait a minute. I challenge that. That came out at, a 78, and I have that up at an 87.
Right.
Let's talk about it." Then the judge is good, and it's a very formalized process. So then the first judge says, "Well, here's the reasons why I disagree with the original score."
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the next judge all the way through, and then the judge who originally challenged it gets the opportunity to say, to rebuff or, do a recap and say, "Well, okay, well, I appreciate what you guys saw. I missed it. I'm going to lower my score." Or, okay. "Wow, you missed this part, and I didn't really hear anything that's going to take me down."
Right.
They'll go back and forth. But it's not a debate.
Right.
And
okay.
It's the panel that scores the image. It's not the individual.
Gotcha.
And then also, as a jury chair, I would have the opportunity, if necessary, I think I only did it once or twice, to say, "Okay, I want to put in some thoughts on this also." Before you do your rebut, I want to say, "Hey, this is something that you need to look at too, that I saw you guys didn't mention."
Right.
So
interesting. All right. It sounds like a great way of doing it. It sounds like you really get as the photographer turning in the image, you really get an honest interpretation back of what people thought.
Well, that's the idea. That's the idea.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more here on Tech Talk, talking with Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. I want to remind you, you can look him up online at bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll describe the differences in those two websites when we come back. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KACM. We're back after this. Welcome back in Tech Talk 780 KAZM, talking with our guest today, Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography. Reminder, you can go to his website for contact information as well as find out more about what he's been up to. Go to bcphotography.com.
Which is brand new.
Is it?
Totally revamped the site.
Right on. Okay, so go to bcphotography.com. Even if you've been there before, go by and see some of the changes. And the other website, of course, is successful-photographer.com. We've described it before, but there's a difference between the two websites. You have links to them on each. But
bcphotography.com is for selling to my commercial clients or people who want to see the kind of work that I can complete.
Right.
Successful-photographer is for helping people learn about photography and things that I'm experimenting with and camera technology that I'm playing with, that kind of thing.
You have your blog. Is it still called the blog?
It's a blog. Yeah. there's a definite, I blog, I post probably 4 to 5 times a week on Successful-Photographer. And it's, you know, a lot of things like, for example, the camera I've got over here today is the Lumix FZ1000. It only weighs 2.5 pounds. It's got a 25 to 400 millimeter f/2.8 to 4.0 lens. It sounds like
you just described a brand new sports car.
It's a beast, man. Yeah. It does everything. It has macro capabilities. It has time lapse capabilities for not only shooting but processing time. I mean, it's an amazing amount of computing power, and for capturing images. And you know, we were talking about the exposures a little bit earlier. Well, with some of the automatic settings that are now in the camera, when you say, hey, I'm shooting at night, it takes that into account. Mm-hmm. And so instead of trying to make it gray, it'll say, it looks at the image and decides how the exposure should be.
Interesting.
And so there's a lot of different settings like that that kind of put you closer into the ballpark, if not even better than what you can conceive of as you're doing it manually. So, you know, the cameras are getting very powerful.
They're really amazing. Obviously, you're a Lumix luminary, is that what they
call it? Correct.
And more or less, Panasonic gives you these cameras and says, you know, here's what we've come up with. A little bit of bold one. Tell us what you think. Give us your interpretation. The other thing is try and, you know, it's like a
push the envelope.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like a stump the judge kind of thing or something.
Here's a new feature, Bob. Show people why it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's cool. Bob. Oh, okay. which actually is really, really, exciting because it pushes me out and makes me push not only the technology, but myself and my pre-visualization skills. And,
yeah.
And ultimately, that's great for all my clients because I'm making better and stronger images because I have better tools.
Well, and you've said it many a times before, but you know, you've had a lot of the careers throughout the years and stuff. You've been doing this the longest, and you still feel like you have so much more to learn.
So much more
every day that you can pick up on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every time I start to think I'm a really great photographer, you know, it happens occasionally. I get, that was a great image. And then it was like, I'll go out and look around and find people that really are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so, and they are in different areas. I mean, it's not to say I'm not a good photographer, but I can always improve. There's always new techniques, always new ideas. LED lighting is coming, starting to push in there. As the price comes down on that, I'll probably move to LED lighting. So, of course, post-production, Photoshop is constantly changing. I mean, you now subscribe to Adobe's Photoshop, and they send updates, you know, once every 3 months rather than once every year and a half.
Right.
So it's constantly pushing and changing the possibilities.
There's just more and more to come all the time with the world of photography and the technology involved. If anything, you know, it's funny because so many things that we had gotten used to 50 years ago are no longer relevant today. There really has been such a change with the added technology that the use of certain things goes away at some point. And photography has, if anything, the want, the need, the ability to take photographs has just jumped through the roof. You would have thought, the average person I know, I talked to a lot of people that were like this, when the cell phones started taking pictures, and it became so easy, and they put, you know, nice little lenses on them and, you know, good sized megapixel cameras and everything. There was a lot of people who said, well, I'll never need a photographer now that I have this. And all I ever have said to that is, take the best photo you possibly can and then put it next to a professional photographer's photo and see the difference.
And I will always be happy to, if you think that my photography isn't stronger and won't give you a better image, especially for your business uses or for your legacy photos that you want to hang on the wall of your family.
Right.
If you think you can take a better one, I'll be happy to come out, make a photograph, and if you don't like it, there's no charge. You don't get to use it,
right.
But there won't be any charge, you know, so you can see the difference between and see whether the, you know, the value is there.
Right. And I've said that forever because, I still see photographs when I'm on your websites and whatnot that just, to me, it's just like, God, how, you know, it's just amazing that you're able to capture that. And I've seen them that way from the camera, you know, the image capture itself. It's not, a lot of people like to believe they could take whatever photograph they want and then they could put it in Photoshop and fix it. Well, you have to start somewhere and it has to start in a Christmas.
The better you start with, the better you're going to finish with.
Yeah.
And you don't want to fix it in Photoshop. You want to light it right to begin with.
Go to bcphotography.com, brand new, the bcphotography.com, or go to successful-photographer.com and get in touch with Bob Coates or see some of his work, and you'll see the difference between the professional photographer and your iPhone 6. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got more on Tech Talk. Stay tuned. Welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KACM. Again, a reminder, go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. Find out more information about Bob Coates and what Bob Coates does.
Amen.
There you go. Thanks for joining us, folks.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.